I'm Tyler.
I'm Shorty.
I'm Miles.
I'm Kara.
And we are the Inner Idiot.
Strong language, violence, and other things you probably shouldn't let your children listen to. Please enjoy.
Drop what you're doing, swallow what you're chewing, because it ain't wet from sweat, and we ain't done yet. Welcome to Inner Idiot Podcast. I'm your host, the big, the bald, the beautiful, the brash, the bumbling, and the oftentimes bastardly MC Tyler Havlin. How you guys doing today?
My eyes hurt.
Yeah?
So bad.
I got a joke for you before we start.
All right.
Before I introduce you guys, so Pun walks into a bar, right?
A what?
Pun walks into a bar.
Okay.
Shoots 10 motherfuckers and then turns the gun on himself. The news headline reads, Pun in 10 dead.
And we're done.
Oh, the button ain't working.
It's not. Fuck it.
It's all right.
Even it knows it was a shit joke.
Even then, it knew. It's like, don't give it the applause.
Oh. That's what you get.
Somebody told me that joke. I said I'd use it. There it was. I laughed when it was told to me.
Fucking stupid.
I almost sent it to Gibbs, like, here, drop this.
You'll appreciate this.
Yeah. Maybe I'll still send it to him so I'll get a laugh out of it.
Boo. That's what I think of it.
It was so good.
I have jokes, but none of them are appropriate.
It was so good.
Dude, I was... Somewhere in this house, there is my favorite book of all time, and it's just, it's called Truly Tasteless Jokes, and it is hands down the funniest book you will ever read in your life. Chapter one quite literally starts off with the best chapter you can think of, the start of life, dead baby jokes. And it is just beautiful from, I mean, every joke, not every joke is funny, but that's just, you know, personal preference. Somebody probably laughs at them. But I mean, from cover to cover, I was in about tears.
Where is this book at?
I don't know, and I wish I could find it.
You're going to need to find it.
So that's not the only thing hidden in your house, Shorty.
Fucking cigarettes somewhere.
Oh, we're back to that again?
It never stopped.
Back? Oh. This homie's been on it the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the first time he came over to my apartment, he was just like, place.
Yeah, I told you where I hid him. Behind all the cereal boxes.
Where you can't reach them.
No. I know I could reach out in my fridge. It wasn't tall.
All right.
But there was a fucking row of cereal boxes there.
Dude, that shit was too deep.
Yeah.
With cereal stacked on top of them.
I don't even eat cereal. That's how
Dude,
bad that
cereal's
was.
Like one of the best food groups. It really is.
Doctor?
I mean... Pretty sure it's not a food group, but
it's
I mean, it is good.
Group. It's right there next to biscuits and gravy food group. Yeah. Dude, have you ever had Boomtown?
Who town?
Boomtown. Whiskey and biscuits.
I've had Boomtown.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope so.
Poundtown.
Poundtown, Motown. USA. What was the last one?
Motown.
Motown. Oh, all right. Let's introduce you guys. What do you say?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we've put it off long enough. He is the Lord that's never bored, the commander of the comic books. He's got a shirt on. It's coming off. Here it goes. It's just for you ladies. Oh, there's the nipples. Free the aggressive nipples. Two claps from Ric Flair for Lord Shorty Fresh in the flesh. Woo! That was the best one since we started using headphones. Like, the claps were crisp. They were there. Yeah.
One of these days, Kara's gonna come in here, like, wide the fuck awake, ready to fucking go, hyper as shit. And, like, she's going to woo out of sequence just to piss us off. It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen, man.
I have hope, all right? I have faith. It's the only thing I'm holding on to. I'm going to be on my deathbed, and the only thing I'm going to ask from her is going to be, woo, please.
You're gonna die. Very disappointed.
Nah, she's gonna whisper in my ear. Woo.
I feel like you would whisper it, right? You've said woo before. You just haven't wooed, right?
I just have too much social anxiety in this room.
What? It's just us.
Dude, half my ass is hanging out at all times.
I don't think I wanted to know that.
The only anxiety that should be going on in this room is, are his pants going to stay on? That's it. Yeah.
Our goal needs to be, as a group, is to get Kara over her social anxiety and get her fucking talking more. Because people want to hear you speak. People.
Yeah.
But we don't have to pretend they're people. We are people. You know what I'm saying? We are people. We are a collective.
We're a gaggle of people.
I don't think that's the term.
No, I like using a gaggle. Next up, he's a Jedi in the streets and a Sith in the sheets. If you got a pap, he'll schmear it, because he's been papping schmears and slapping rears since 1991. Two claps and a Ric Flair for Dr. Miles Shom.
Woo! You got his birth year right on the first try without even thinking.
You didn't fumble with a Jedi and Sith bullshit. Nothing.
Like, you hit that aces, bro.
Hey, you know, sometimes a sun shines on a dog's ass once in a while.
False. Yeah. Dogs will seek out sunlight to put their ass in it.
Dude, have you ever, like, at some point, I want to do the, what is it called?
Butthole
sunning? Where you just lay flat on your back and you put your legs up and let the fucking sunlight hit your butthole directly?
Dude, we're not lying. This is a fucking thing. We looked
this
it up.
This is a thing.
It was like in our first 10 episodes we talked about.
I hope to God he sunburns his asshole.
Dude, you know how bad that'd be when you take a dump?
Try to wipe, try to sit.
Oh, you'd have to have a bidet. A bidet.
A bidet.
A bidet.
A bidet.
I think that would be worse, because then it's just...
Bidet.
Forcefully spraying your ass with water? Mm-mm, that would hurt.
Dude, I could totally fuck Ev's whole day up.
Let's not fuck her day up.
I just saw a button that popped up on my phone that said watch on a TV.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Next up, the always lovely, the always dangerous, the always debonair. Two claps and Ric Flair for Kara Banks. Woo! I almost forgot your name.
Wow.
What just happened?
Rude as fuck.
Like, I wanted to put a D in your name, so I was going to say Dara. I don't know where the D came from, but it was there. I don't know. It's because I got Miles right.
You were on a disgusting downward spiral.
Yes, all those D's.
Get your D's nuts.
D's nuts. You ever wonder where shit got their names from? Like, whose job was it to name shit?
Ask the Bible, Adam and Eve, stupid.
Because whoever's job it was to name fruits, like, you can definitely tell what day of the week it was when they named them motherfuckers.
Okay.
An orange, that was definitely named on a Monday. They come into work, they're like, fuck, I don't feel like being here today. Well, what's this? It's an orange.
Yeah, but how stupid do you think they felt when they got the fucking carrots?
I don't know.
Fuck, this is also orange.
But bananas was definitely named on a Friday.
Bananas!
Yeah. It's definitely a Friday name.
How do you figure?
Because you're like, banana! It's a lot of uh-ohs.
This shit's bananas.
That's definitely like a Monday thing. Like, somebody did that to try and pump us up for the week.
No.
That's a manager. Like, that's an HR manager. Somebody, like, in fucking, like, the offices, whatever. Come on, gang. Everybody get pumped up. It's Monday. Yay. Woo. We're naming fruits and veggies. Let's get bananas. That's a stupid word. No, it means this. Hold up a fucking banana.
No, that was definitely a Friday name. Orange was I hate my life. Like, it's orange. Let's call it an orange. It's the laziest name. Like, they should be fired.
Or given a raise.
You gonna call a banana yellow?
Yeah.
How do you know, like, the fruit didn't come before the color name? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what if they were just living in a world without orange and they see this and, like, orange?
I think the color,
like,
came
this
first.
Fruit is but, orange. This is an orange. And then they're like, oh, cool. How would you describe that color? Well, you know, I've only seen this thing be this color, so orange. And then a couple weeks later, like, boom, a fucking pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, see, you beat me to it. A fucking pumpkin.
I paid attention, piece of
shit. Look, Look, I'm sure the fruit obviously came first before the name of the color, but I think the name of the color came before the name of the fruit.
I've always thought it was weird that they don't name animals after the sounds that they make. That's one thing that I always thought was kind of weird. Like, chickens should be called cluckers.
Yeah, that'd be where I would go with it.
Mm-hmm. Cows should be called moos.
Yeah. Cats should be little meow meows.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the idea, too, that, like, we give our pets, like, silly names. Like, when they bark back and forth, they have, like, some great, looking like, oh, this is Snuffles, and he looks at the other dog and barks, is like, I am Crawl, the warrior king.
My name is Sir Archibald.
Yeah. Hey, come here, Snuffles.
So, like, if you look up the translation of fruits in a different language, like, what is an orange in a different language? Is it still called an orange, like, the color?
So you just gave me a quiz and then fucking instantly read, or you gave me homework and instantly went to the test. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. That's what I need to know. Or is it, like, the English language was like, yeah, I don't know what this means, so we're going to call it an orange. Mm-hmm. Look, some...
Let's see, you're putting too much pressure on the English language.
Yeah, we weren't around.
It's all
we
Latin.
We haven't been around that long. Yeah.
So how do you say orange in Latin? How do you say the fruit orange in Latin? And then how do you say the color orange in Latin? That's what I need to know.
Dr. Miles is on the case.
I'm doing research.
Because I really need to know if we just dropped the ball on the fruit game. And I want to... Fuck it. I want to know how to say banana in Latin. It's a fun word in English. I bet it's dope in Latin.
I got a little disappointed about the origin of Holocaust.
Here we go. We got...
The biggest shoe drive in history. That was a bad joke, people. Don't cancel us.
It's called Jew Drive.
Don't cancel us.
Orange. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Orange. Orange.
Is that Latin?
That's what it's telling me.
So the Latins dropped the ball.
Latins isn't a thing. It was a language.
Whoever created Latin drop the ball.
Latinas.
They drop.
No.
What?
They should drop the proverbial orange ball.
Here we go.
Banana.
Musa.
Musa. That doesn't even sound like it.
Dude, Latin is weird.
It is weird. Oh, well. Let's get on to the top five.
Holocaust is French and Latin.
God.
Sorry. I want to talk about this for a second. I was a little disappointed to hear it was like, it started off Latin because they didn't have hala means completely.
Uh huh. And cost means what?
Cost is French and means to burn completely. So all of, you know, all of. And then burn completely. So you're going to burn all of it completely.
So it's kind of on the nose for them, ain't it?
Yeah. But I was a little disappointed to find out it was French. That's where my issue is. I don't mind that it was derived from Latin because most words are. You know what I mean? Except for shit like yeet and YOLO. You know, those fucking Gen Z is a whole different problem. But...
Yeet. Huh? You don't like a little yeet once in a while?
Nah, dog.
Little yeeties? Talking about Cyril?
No. That's not a thing. If it wasn't for Kara, Donnie, and, like, my brother's kids, I wouldn't understand half a goddamn lingo coming out of kids' mouth. Like, seriously, like, her and, like, the other kids, like, they would all say shit. I'm like, I don't know what that means. And then, of course, like, Kara would always be, you're stupid. Usually that was Talia, but no, you were the one that called me stupid. Talia would be like, you don't know.
Dude,
like, tell me, goddammit.
My nephew's bad for it. He calls himself the Rizzard King.
The what?
Rizzard King. Because he's got Riz. Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
Riz, the ability to pull females.
Not calling himself the Rizzard, he don't.
No, he don't. Not with that mullet. That poor guy. Look, Lay down the street got more Rizzard than him. Look, update on Lay and Gia. Gia is now pregnant.
And what?
Yeah. Remember?
Who are you talking about?
You don't remember? We had a discussion about the hypothetical lesbian couple And what they would serve at their wedding reception?
I vaguely recall this. I have a terrible memory, dude. Half the shit we talk about in this room, I forget.
It was when the tap room was on with us.
Okay, yeah, I vaguely remember this.
She is now pregnant. They didn't waste no time. I don't know if they used a sacrificial dick or if, like, it was insemination. But I know she's got a baby in her belly.
Both things sound satanic.
Yes.
So say, either way, this sounds intriguing.
Insemination or sacrificing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They both sound satanic.
Look, if you had met Lay, you would understand it's a sacrificial dick because she could probably beat your ass afterwards.
That's not okay.
She is oozing the riz and manliness. Just saying. Hey,
Carol, what is that? What is riz?
No.
I can't say that one.
I don't know what that is.
Fuck.
Great. I don't know these people.
Kara's becoming an adult. She doesn't understand today's lingo.
They're hypothetical.
It's been that way for a while.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm not going to say it. We'll get canceled.
Oh, okay. You were going to drop the D word?
No.
What is it? You're muted.
It's still going to pick up.
No, you're good.
Hold on, people.
Do 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 do. She don't need a sacrificial
dick.
She has it.
Oh, okay.
If anybody's gonna get canceled on the show, it's gonna be me. All right.
Yeah, that wasn't even that bad, man.
No,
it wasn't bad at all.
I don't think our population, like,
I don't know. That's a much bigger issue nowadays than anything he says.
Are you saying the modern people don't care about Jews?
Yes.
Bunch of fucking Nazis.
They do. Haven't you seen? I care about Jews. Jews are great. Haven't you seen the anti-Semitic commercials that have been going around?
What?
Yeah, dude. So this guy.
Are they Kanye commercials?
Kanye? No. So, all right. So, like, it's been on the rise lately. Like, apparently it's been a bad thing. So there's this one commercial. And
what do you mean apparently it's a bad thing?
A big thing.
I'm pretty sure you said the word bad.
Well, yeah. It is a bad thing, but it's a big thing now. So, like, this one commercial.
See, he makes it sound like it hasn't been an issue before.
It has been.
But anti-Semitism has been a huge thing for a while.
Oh, my God. I know. But, like, they're bringing attention to it more now. So, in this commercial, this dad is sitting in the car with his son in front of a temple?
Synagogue. Okay.
A synagogue.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fun word, too. Synagogue. All right, anyways.
You're both correct. Continue.
And they're coming out of the synagogue. Got you. And the dad looks at the son. He's like, well, why don't you go say it to their faces? Yeah. And the son's just sitting there. He's all defeated. He's like, And then it says, quit Jew hate or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's a big thing now. There's commercials all over Hulu for it. I don't know about everywhere else, but Hulu's got them.
I pay for commercial-free Hulu. I can't be bothered for these anti-Semitic remarks.
Anti-Semitic. All right, what's your top five things you want to do this summer, Kara? Today is the day you break me.
Work less.
Yes.
Kayaking.
Ooh.
Yes.
Hiking. And a cabin trip.
I like all of these plans.
Yeah.
I'll go hiking with you. I love hiking.
There's like free-to-use cabins at the Gorge, from my understanding.
What?
They're not like anything spectacular. They're basically huts. But they're there.
Did you say rent a cabin?
Yeah.
Okay. My memory blanked in whether or not, like, just in that split second, too. I can't remember if you said camping or rent a cabin.
She said both. Didn't you? No, she just said rent a cabin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kayaking, hiking, work less. Got it. Rent a cabin. Yep.
Four. That's four.
Yep. That's four. That's it. Got it.
It's more than three.
I'm here for it, though. Every single one of them.
Yeah. I'm going to go camping for the first time this year.
You've never been camping?
No, never been fishing either.
Well, fuck fishing. Fishing's goddamn nap time.
Hey, I like naps, man. That's on my list. All right. Miles, you're up.
I mean, I've only got one.
Okay.
It's pretty much just all-encompassing.
Okay.
Just want to get outside more.
Outside more. Get some sun on that pasty skin.
I mean, Not so much for the sun, just to go out and do things.
Hell yeah.
Been trapped in the house the last couple years with all this nonsense going on in the world.
Right.
You're up.
I want to finish building my longboard so I can go out and ride. I want to get more people on longboards with me and Donnie. That way we can go out as a group.
Don't look at me.
A cavalcade of longboards?
Yeah, dude. We got one. I already have one that can support you and do all the silly things. We can get you on one.
That's not the issue.
What's the issue?
Donnie's not coordinated either.
Hey, you've seen your brother. You were raised with him.
That motherfucker walks with a forward lean. He looks like he's continuously falling.
Leave Donnie alone.
I love that motherfucker. And I pointed it out to him.
It's nothing Donnie wouldn't say about himself.
I asked him the one time, I was like, he was walking really fast. And I was like, Donnie, chill, bro. And he was like, what? I was like, you look like you're about to fall. And he's like, no, I'm using gravity to help. I fucking lost it. Next thing would be frisbee golf more often. I didn't do that enough the last couple of years because everybody was been fucking busy and shit. And every time I was like, had the gumption to go out and do it by myself, it would fucking rain. So that was a huge bummer. Fuck, man. I don't know. I do all kinds of shit during the summer anyway. Like, I'm already out. I already do stuff. Like, kayaking, I would love to do more. Rent a cabin, I don't care what time of the year it is, but I'll gladly do it. I would like to do more hiking and going hiking in places that I've never been. Because I've hit all the hiking trails here. You know, like, Boone Cliffs, I've hit that. There's, a hiking.
Just go out in the woods and pick a direction.
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta find woods big enough, though.
Well, no, some of the problem is private property. And
I can take you guys to Biera. I know you've never been there.
Where?
Biera. It's like an hour from here.
Berea? B-E-R-E-A?
I don't know.
It's Berea.
Anyways.
That's where my family's from.
They have, like, this mountain that you can hike up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And when you get to the top, you can see the city and the creeks and stuff like
that. Oh, dope. I've never heard of that. I would like to go. I have to talk to my brother about it. But there is a spot, like, an hour and a half away where you can just walk down fucking into caves. Like, I think it's called Carter Caves.
You missed me on that one.
Nah, dude, it looks fucking... Like, we did it one cave time years people? Ago.
I've seen The Descent.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God damn it. Carrie, are you going with me, honey?
Yeah, I like caving.
That a fucking girl.
Mm-mm.
We fucking, me and Carrie leave you guys. We're going to go be troglodytes.
Did you see that the gorge?
What is it?
The gorge has kayaking through caves now.
I thought that was Mammoth Cave. I didn't know the gorge had caves.
Mm-mm. I'm too big for all them little places.
Mm-hmm. There's, no, the
I can't even get an MRI.
Feel that.
Is it really the gorge? I could have sworn I saw Mammoth on it.
No, it's the gorge.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mammoth Cave does too.
Well, I knew Mammoth Cave does. I was just surprised to hear about the gorge. I'm fucking here for it. Let's do that.
I've never been
we
to the
do
gorge.
Two things at once, Kara. Fucking knock shit off our bucket list as quick.
Yeah. I've never been to the gorge either.
What?
Never been to the gorge either.
No, me neither.
I want to go. This summer,
He's
I want to go.
This summer.
It's fucking bet.
Like, I fucking got a tent in my Amazon
said I am going
cart right now.
You're going.
I mean,
I'm not going to make him go through a cave if he doesn't want to.
No. I'm not saying that.
The gorge.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying let's drag him into a cave.
You just start dragging me into the cave, I'm going to start screaming obscenities.
That's fine. You've seen The Descent.
No.
No, we'll be polite, you know, hold your hands and stuff, you know. Well, I can't because Kara would kill me.
Just the first executive decision she's made.
Yeah.
You guys aren't allowed holding hands now? That's fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Dude, our whole vacation was a whole running joke. All Kara's not going to like this. So we put all four of us on the fucking couch together, and fucking, I was sitting here, Ashley was sitting here, Miles was sitting here, and then we were like, we all scoot over. Like, Ashley scooted towards me. Miles scooted as far over as he could to the wall. And we're like, come on in, Daddy. We got you sitting here. And Daddy walks around to the front. He's like, oh, Kara's not going to like this. And I don't think Daddy's ever met Kara.
Oh,
it was great.
All right, my top five. Camping is for sure on my shit.
And you are doing that.
I am going to do it.
Awesome.
If me and Travis have got it planned, well, softly planned. Mm-hmm. But just like AJ Jolly or something, rent a spot, go up there, camp. I've never been there either.
AJ Jolly.
Yeah, it's like it's out, I think it's in Campbell County or at least towards Camp. Miles knows.
Fortunately.
It's like I get to tiptoe into camping.
Yeah, it's fucking glamping at its finest.
No, renting a cabin is glamping.
I thought an RV was glamping.
That too.
We're just fucking the meaning of everything up today. Y'all are confusing me.
Confusing you?
It's not hard to do. All
right, what was number four on my list? I want to see all the sundresses this summer. Yeah, that's definitely on my list.
He's going to be real disappointed. Like I'm kicking in the door.
You're going to wear a sundress?
Yes.
Dude, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. Fuck it.
Yeah, until I do that twirl.
I don't care.
Dicking balls. Hey, I saw something shiny.
and number one on my list is I'm going to sunbathe my asshole this year. I'm going to do it. I am going. I cannot remember what it's called.
With your sister, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait till she walks in the backyard. She's like, oh, God. Why is the moon out too?
It's an apartment complex. I'm sure a lot of people are going to see my butt.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it'll be a good time.
I don't know what's funnier in my head, like you getting a sunburnt asshole or while you're all fucking prostrated like that, like a bird just shits on you.
Bro, I've been shit on by a bird so many times.
Yeah, but
supposed to be a sign of good luck, isn't it?
It's not good luck.
That's just what people who get fucking bird shit on them say to make them feel better.
Yeah.
See, that's what I thought.
Look, I'm gonna
how is that lucky?
Right?
I'm going to tell you about all the times bird shit on me in the second segment. But for now, we're going to take a pause for the cause.
Okay.
So hit the button.
All right.
We love you, Face World. You always gotta bring it in with the applause. Happy Friday Eve, people. Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
We're just here to help you get you through your week. You know, that last little final push to Friday. Hey, rest in peace, fucking Jerry Springer. Did y'all see Jerry Springer passed away?
Did he really?
Yeah, I know. My fucking group chat on my phone was lighting up.
Was it? I didn't know until about 10 minutes ago.
Dude, nope.
I swear to God, it's like all of my sisters, like they watch for it.
Just watch for people to die or specifically watch Jerry Springer?
let's see. It started Monday with Len Goodman.
I don't know who Len Goodman is.
Somebody from Dancing with the Stars, and then Jerry Springer today.
So they're just on Celebrity Death Watch at all times?
Apparently.
It's a weird hobby.
What celebrity death hits you the hardest, Kara?
I don't know if any of them have really hit me hard.
Really? There's been a couple for me. What about you, Miles?
Betty White.
Betty White. I hit everybody.
I know she sacrificed herself to, you know, hold back the darkness.
She died for our sins. I can't convince me otherwise. Any other ones?
The Queen of England.
What about you, Shorty? Any celebrity deaths really get you?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was a tough one.
That one hit me the hardest.
Yeah.
I cried real tears. And then they came out with a fucking celebration Aladdin movie that had like 2.5 hours worth of like just special features featuring Robin Williams. And like just it had a memorial from his wife, his kids, and fucking I bawled my eyes out the entire fucking time.
Yeah, that one was tough.
Yeah, that one hit me the hardest. And Leonard Nimoy hit me pretty hard, too.
I didn't know Leonard Nimoy died.
He's been dead for almost 10 years.
Has he?
Yeah.
Not a Star Trek fan.
Yeah. See, I am. I grew up in a Star Trek household, so.
Kobe Bryant hit me really hard. Probably because he died with his daughter, too. That was horrible.
That one was sad, yeah.
That one and the Green Power Ranger, Jason David Frank. That one was
bad.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That was bad.
I got to meet him. I got a picture of him, me and him somewhere, actually.
You should frame that motherfucker.
I don't know where it is. It's in this office. I know.
The wrong ranger died. That's all I'm going to say.
Shut the fuck.
But you have such a nice video from him.
Fuck that video. That video, like, it just cemented the hatred.
You need to go see him.
The fake hatred that you made up.
It's not made up. He's a sourpuss.
Yeah, we've been over this. You time traveled. You fucked it up and made yourself mad.
Well, oh well. I fuck up a lot of shit. Doesn't mean I can't hate him. All right, anyways, about the bird pooping. Have you ever been pooped on by a bird?
No.
What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How many times?
I don't know. Once, twice, maybe.
Fucking. What about you, Shorty?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'll start with the most recent. Okay? This happened maybe 2-3 weeks ago. I'm at work. I'm on my fork truck. You know, and there's a grate over top of me, right?
That motherfucker dodged me. I'm fucking everything.
I'm indoors. And fucking Gideon the Pigeon flies over me, shits through the grate, lands on me, and I do this number, and I put the other hand on the steering wheel where he also decided to shit. So I got shit on
twice.
And then I put my hand in shit.
Fucking ambush tactics.
Bro, it was just flyby shitting. It was horrible. There was this another time. This another time. Do it one more time again. Anyways, words.
Y'all have.
My first time in Florida, I think this might have been the first time I was shit on by a bird, at least that I can remember. I take a little stroll outside of my biological father's house, and I get 10 steps out the door. First time in Florida, shit on. Just shat on. Twice. Like these birds were flying in a fucking group, and I'm like, let's shit on them. Bloop, bloop. One on the head, one on the shoulder. It's horrible.
Sure, it just wasn't the same bird twice. Like he just
maybe he had the runs. Just said,
plop, hold it, plop.
Maybe, but it was quick.
You know, sometimes you have those two nuggets that just fall out right behind each other.
I mean, that's a good possibility.
The water, like smack your asshole. You know what I mean? Like bloop, bloop.
Now, usually when you think of getting shit on by a bird, you think of like there's buildings around or trees. I got shat on in an open goddamn field one time. An open field. That means a bird flew out of its way. To shit on me. Yeah.
It's not like he's taking it so personally.
Dude, he went out of his way.
The shortest distance between two points is a straight line, right?
There was nothing around me. So
nothing around you, but there might have been something over there.
He was probably flying in a straight line and saw me. He's like, oh, right. Make a right. Shit. Make a left to go back to where his straight line was. All the way out of his way.
I also like the idea it's probably just the same bird.
Just following me around my whole life.
That motherfucker migrated to Florida just to shit on you.
It found me in Florida and followed me back here.
He saw you get in a fucking car and he's like, that motherfucker's getting shit on vacation.
There's like a movie cutscene like shows him riding in the car being a stupid kid in the back, like smashing toys. And like on top of the bird just holding on.
There was another time, so I used to work at Scott's Lawn Service, right? I put chemicals on lawns. Mm-hmm. I'm in a backyard, and it's fenced in. You always close the gate behind you just in case. Mm-hmm. And these motherfuckers knew I was there, and they let their bear out to go to the bathroom, okay?
Got it. Big dog.
Big dog. It was a bear that kind of resembled a dog. So this dog is coming at me, right? And I make a fucking beeline for the fucking fence. Superman over the fence. And as I'm Supermaning over the fence, Gideon the Pigeon decides to shit on me. Mid fucking air.
He probably, you know, because he's out to get you, he probably lined it up so like he shouldn't. You dove into it yourself.
Either way, I got shit on.
I got to watch the worst boss I've ever had got shit on. And I told him it's what you deserve, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
As it happened. I was like, well, you deserve that. He's like, why? I was like, because you're a piece of shit. You might as well have it on your jacket, too.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Shorty. Burn, burn, burn.
All right, I got one more. So we all know geese are creatures of nightmare, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, geese just shit everywhere, dude. You ever seen a goose just walking? And it's just dropped shit the whole fucking time. It's gross.
Can't say I've sat there and watched geese enough to fucking do so.
Well, my work is surrounded by geese. This didn't happen at work. This happened a few years ago. I had my Pontiac at the time.
And it's irrelevant for time that I don't know.
And it's yeah, it was a long time ago. So, like, I'm sitting in my car with the windows down. It's a nice breezy day, right? I'm sitting there on my phone, and I feel and hear a big loud thump inside my car. Windows down. I look over, and a fucking goose lined this bitch up perfectly that it shit while it was flying 70 miles an hour, and the trajectory came right in through my goddamn fucking window and hit the center console and just thud, cracked the fucking center console. And there was goose shit right there on my passenger floorboard. How does that happen, Kara?
I don't know.
The fuck is wrong with these geese, man? What is wrong with these feathered fucking creatures that they decide to shit on me all the time?
Fowls.
There you go.
Have any of you ever had the desire to shit on me, or is it just the fowls?
You gotta do research. Go ahead.
No. That was it?
No.
That was it? Never? Never? Good. I'm glad. I've never wanted to shit on you either, Miles.
Thank you.
Just so you know.
I appreciate that.
Kara, I've never wanted to poop on you.
Oh, she gets poop, I get shit.
Shorty, I've never wanted to defecate on you.
Oh, so he's changing it up.
Look at me, I'm fancy with my words.
I thoroughly enjoy the word shit, so you got my favorite one of the group, Miles.
Aw, see? Which one's your least favorite?
I don't know, like any word that describes...
I just don't care, I just...
Any word that describes the act of a bowel movement is great. Mm-hmm. Setting the deuce loose, pinching a loaf, choking a ninja turtle, anything you want to call
choking
it.
Choking a ninja turtle?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Never heard that one.
Call it that all
I've
time.
I've heard turtling, the act of trying to hold in a poop.
Nah, see, choking.
Damn, turtling.
Choking a ninja turtle is like when you, so usually you don't think your own kids are ugly, right? Like you can tell it stinks, but you can stand it because it's your own brand. But when you're in there and you fucking pinch that motherfucker off and it's like gagging you so bad that you want to Hong Kong while you're on the toilet, that's when you throw up in the sink while you're shitting.
That yeah. can't be a real term.
That's it. You never heard of Hong Kong style? Throwing up and shitting at the same time?
Motherfucker, I thought that was Jackie Chan's fucking karate moves.
No. Anyways, I digress. But it's when you're sitting there, right, and you pinch one off that smells so goddamn bad that you know when you flush that motherfucker and it goes down to the sewer where the motherfucking Ninja Turtles live, that it's going to choke them because it smells so goddamn bad. That is choking a Ninja Turtle.
I wish I had the ability to string this dumbass logic along. Like, you just make shit up and just roll with it.
Roll like a fucking turd.
Yep. Downhill covered in fire.
Oh,
oh man. What's your favorite? What's your all's favorite terms for setting the deuce loose? You gotta have one.
Probably just poop. Like, just I got poop.
Just poop.
I just got to poop.
Poop. What about you, Miles?
Going to the restroom.
That's your favorite term?
It's not my favorite, but the one I use the most.
What is your favorite, though?
And it's probably still going to the restroom.
That is so boring.
Really? Just, nobody knows what I'm doing in there. I just say, I'm going to the restroom.
Yeah, that motherfucker could be pooping, peeing, masturbating, making a phone call, whatever.
Escaping the children for about 5 minutes?
No, that doesn't happen.
I took a shower before I came over here, right? And you're right, it doesn't happen. So I shaved first. And twice during shaving, knock, knock, knock. Dad, you done yet? No, I ain't even got in the shower yet. So after I shave, I decide, oh, you know what? I got to pinch this off. So I sit down. Fucking shit hadn't even hit the water yet. Knock, knock, knock. Dad. Are you done? No, I ain't fucking done. As soon as I turn on the water for the shower, knock, knock, knock. Dad, it's been an hour. Are you done yet? Like, dude, it's been fucking 15 minutes, bro.
Anytime I try to shave up the beard, it's usually the girls that come in. What are you doing? Shaving. Okay. Come back like 4 or 5 minutes later. You look different. I'm shaving. Try and shut the door. Then they get their little brother and like, hey, go get dad.
Go get dad.
Fucking all I hear is some laughing, and then I just see this under the door from him trying to get in there. I'm like, get out of here. And he starts giggling.
Kara, what's your favorite term for pooping?
I don't think I have one.
Really? Everybody should have a favorite term for pooping instead of just poop. Can't believe that was your favorite term, Shorty.
I usually scream it. I gotta poop! And I'm running through the house, work, wherever. Mall, I don't give a shit.
Do you still go to the mall?
I haven't been to the mall in a long time. The last time I was at the mall, I think I was with my nieces, Isis and Jasmine.
Went to the mall a few weeks ago to get a hat. It's officially became a hat. It's like the only place you can get hats.
There's a fucking hatter literally in Cincinnati.
A hat hatter? Oh, I didn't want to go all the way to Cincinnati.
You don't want a good quality hat?
It's a ball cap, man.
Oh.
A quality ball cap is just something not from Walmart. Basically.
What'd you do? Go to Lids?
Yeah. I love Lids.
The one time I was in Lids, the only time I was ever in Lids, my buddy Dustin always wore flat bills and shit. And he goes in there, him and Automatis go in there looking for flat bills together.
Were they holding hands?
Probably. I don't know.
Good.
Because they're allowed to do that because they're homies.
We're going to circle back to this, by the way.
So they walk in or whatever, and I'm like, they're telling me, like, Shorty, you need to get a flat bill. And I fucking, like, one, all they got is fucking sports teams in there. You know what I mean? Well, they did happen to have a Batman hat. And I was like, I don't even wear baseball caps, like, because, my head's already big with my dreadlocks at the time. Didn't fucking help anything. It was, like, an extra two fucking sizes. So the lady working, she was like, oh, no, I bet we have a hat that fits you. And my buddy Dustin, quicker than shit, he was like, you got size big as fuck? And she was like, no, I guess not. And sure enough, they did not have a single hat in the store that fit me. They're a little, they have a fucking sizing thing. So you don't have to try on a dozen goddamn hats. And it's an adjustable fucking ring. Their adjustable ring didn't fit on my fucking head.
I couldn't imagine you wearing a ball cap. That looks so foreign.
I don't wear them. I don't like them.
Yeah, no.
I miss my dreadlocks.
The thought of that is gross. You in a ball cap? No. You got to see that majestic hair at all times.
Thanks, I guess. I don't know.
Your hair's so pretty. I mean, no, I've seen you wear a beanie before.
Yeah, and a top hat. Beanies, flat caps, bowler caps, top hats.
I don't know. I feel like a baseball cap ain't good enough for you, man.
It's just I used to wear one like fucking, like, I never wore it like where the bill was in the front. It was always in the back. But, and then I discovered the almighty bandana, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Crips and Bloods and shit.
Fuck yeah. Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah.
Wally World.
Throwing up gang signs. All right, anyway, so Miles isn't allowed to hold anybody's hand anymore.
No.
Why? What if, let's say that you talk him into going into a cave, okay? And poor Shorty, because you ain't getting me in a cave, poor Shorty falls and somehow slips, and there's a little cliff in the cave. And he falls over said cliff, and he's reaching up. He said, please save me. And you are out of reach with your goddamn noodle arms. Okay? And Miles is the only one there.
So we're going to trust Shorty to my noodle arms?
They're bigger noodles?
Yeah.
Dead just, Shorty.
Just go with... Oh, God!
Dead Shorty! Jesus! I'm just kidding. As I said, that's not even holding hands. That's me trying to save him. That's a clasp.
That's a clasp.
There's your workaround, Shorty.
Yeah. So we're not holding hands, we're clasping hands.
So afterwards, when the ambulance has arrived and he's got the trauma blanket on, okay, and he's there and he really needs a friend, but you're over here again. Okay? You're way over here again. You're not even over here at Trauma Blanket Shorty, but Miles is.
Sound like a fucking weird ass Pokemon.
Miles, Shorty needs consoling, and he needs that human comfort. He just can't reach down and just a little rubby rub on a hand. Just a little hand holding, make sure he feel better. So he ain't got to wear this goddamn trauma blanket for the rest of his life. All he needed was Miles to hold his hand. That's it. That's all he needed. Look, I'm crying now, man. Just thinking about this shit.
Trauma blanket shorty.
Trauma blanket shorty. I'm done. You guys aren't allowed holding hands anymore. Set in stone. Better not fall off any cliffs in arm's reach of Miles, dude. You're fucked.
Miles, get back, you piece of shit. You can't hold my hand. We have to honor Kara's wishes.
Shorty, no.
Oh. That's all goodbye, I got. Goodbye, cruel world. Goodbye, cruel Kara.
Kara, I have seen you laugh more today. That's been good. You've laughed and smiled more. I'm enjoying it. Oh. All right.
We're sitting here picking at us, using Kara as the fucking catalyst.
Talking about Shorty dying is what brought a smile to her face. See?
I remember a point in time, and as in all seriousness, like we discussed it on the show one time years ago. And I can actually say that now that we've been on the show, like we've been doing the show for almost 3 years now.
I know, that's crazy.
I know, it's bananas.
This lasts longer than my last relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we talked about it before how like
we're basically married now, Shorty.
Get the fuck out of my house.
No.
fuck, we are married. But no, like we were talking about like our favorite people or whatever, and they're, oh, you can't be your parents, go fuck yourself. They were on my list.
Yep.
And I mentioned Kara and Donnie, yep. You know. And fucking I can recall a time where I was going through a fucking rough patch and I had to pick. I only picked up Kara from school because I don't remember why Donnie wasn't there. And I don't remember why Talia was out of town. She was with the family doing something. And Donnie wasn't in school for some reason. So it was only Kara that I was picking up from school. And I was just abnormally quiet. And she asked me what was wrong. And I just said I was having a bad day. Or some stupid shit. And she reached over and grabbed my hand. And we didn't say a fucking word the whole goddamn ride.
Can you still hold Shorty's hand? Hmm?
If it's not sweaty.
Don't be clammy, Shorty.
Dude, I radiate heat.
I know. That's all I got today. You guys got anything? Just getting shit on by birds and choking subterranean creatures with my poop.
Subterranean?
Yeah, that's below the terranium.
No.
I don't fucking know.
Below the terranium? No, that's not even a thing.
Alright, so that's all we got for today.
So in the meantime.
In the betweets time.
I don't know. Cue the music. We're out. I forgot.
What an idiot.